From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Michael Flynn resigns. He quit following widespread reports he had misled administration officials about his contacts with Russia. Flynn, a retired Army general, acknowledged late Monday he had, in his words, inadvertently briefed Vice President Mike Pence and others with incomplete information. That information regarded phone conversations he had with the Russian ambassador in the weeks before President Trump took office. White House spokesman Sean Spicer said Flynn was asked for his resignation because he had lost the trust of the president.
We got to a point not based on a legal issue, but based on a trust issue, where the level of trust between the president and General Flynn had eroded to the point where he felt he had to make a change.
The president named retired Army General Keith Kellogg as his acting national security advisor. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said Tuesday a meeting of the alliance's defense ministers will focus on the need of members to increase the amount of money they spend on defense. He told reporters in Brussels countries boosted defense spending by $10 billion last year, but he said only five of the 28 NATO members are meeting the target of allocating 2% of their GDP to defense. U.S. federal judge James Robart says the case challenging President Trump's temporary travel ban from seven countries will move forward. The Justice Department Monday asked him to put the case on hold until the Ninth Circuit Court makes a decision on the overall legality of the order. Robart is the judge who ruled earlier this month that people from Iraq, Iran, Syria, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Sudan can enter the country if they have visas. He also said the nation's refugee admissions program can continue until the courts decide that issue. This is VOA News.